Hey!
Welcome
back
to another spooky episode!
Wow, that was really good.
Thank you.
She actually, like, moved with it, you guys. It was great.
Yeah, I did hand work.
It was, no, your whole body was going. I know maybe you couldn't tell because you were just, like, feeling the spook inside, but I could see it. Welcome back to 30 Dirty and Dying. October rages on, and so does our existential dread. So we're still here.
Yeah, but you're actually having a good day today.
I slept well.
And I'm good.
Yeah, I went to bed not super early either. I don't think I fell asleep until after 1, which is usual for me.
Whoa, that's late.
Well, I go to bed early, but I can't fall asleep. It's not usually the problem. I just don't sleep well, usually. But I woke up today, and I felt pretty rested. I think it's because we did stuff yesterday. Like, we were working on the house, like, winterizing it, for lack of a better word. Like, sealing up cracks and redoing caulking and stuff. And
caulk.
Caulk. It was white caulk.
Oh.
Yeah, well. I'm so sorry. I'll never get this much sleep again, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, she won't be this happy all the time.
No, never. Once every 8 months is what I said.
Once in a blue moon.
Yep, that's about what it is. But no, so I think because we were, like, doing a bunch of stuff, I actually, like...
was tired.
Yeah. So I was, like, even though I stayed up a little later, I just, like, was reading and stuff. And then I edited the podcast. So, you know. Yeah. Reading books, being spooky as fuck. Honestly, I've been watching a lot of spooky things. I haven't really decorated because we had a kind of crazy start to October. Maisie hurt her leg. We had to take her to the vet. She's okay.
You didn't tell me.
Well, it was like we had to take her to the ER. Like, we thought it was going to be really bad. And then they were like, she's fine. Like, she's walking around fine. But then we get her back home and she's like, not fine. I don't know. She had a regular vet appointment like a few days later. So we just kept that.
Yeah.
And gave her the pain meds and she's okay. I think she just maybe must have just hurt it. Like, maybe jumping and brain dead, or I don't know. But so that was a whole thing. We had stuff to do for the house, like I said. My mom had some stuff going on I had to help her with. So, like, I haven't had time. I haven't been home very much.
I went to Paolo's Scream.
Ooh. Eh. Was it? No?
Yeah. So, like, we're normally very impressed. We haven't been for a little while. It's been a little bit. But I don't get scared during haunted houses.
No, you're fucking so cool. You're like...
I don't get scared, but I want to be entertained.
Sure.
So
dance for me.
I want, like, I don't have to be scared, but I want, like, cool imagery, and, like, I want people to interact with me.
Well, that's
and,
how I feel about a lot of horror movies, too. Like, they're probably not going to scare me, but yeah. I want them to be good and entertaining.
Right,
and
I
want to
be entertained. I wasn't even entertained.
Yuck.
So, like, Mike and I, like, walked through these, and at the end, we just looked at each other, and we're like, that's it? It's just, like, a letdown.
Yeah,
like,
that sucks.
Normally, like, we don't go in with high expectations, because with regular haunted houses, it's normally, like, your group, and they can focus on that one group.
Yeah.
They're having, like, 50 people go in at a time.
Yeah, totally.
You can't focus on one.
But then you have to change your game up to be...
to be able to handle
that
many
crowd.
People at a time. And they just can't do that. And it's not their fault. They're definitely, like, short staff. Like, they don't have enough scare actors.
Yeah.
And it's obvious because, like, we'll go into, like, 3 rooms and not see a single person.
Right.
It's a little disappointing.
Sure. I mean, I can see that.
So we were upset about that. That's the first haunted thing that we've done. This weekend, we're going to North Carolina to see Melissa.
Right. You told me
that.
We're
going to go to a haunted house there. And then the following weekend, we're going to go to Mike's Haunt.
Oh, fun.
Which, not scary, but at least I'm entertained by him.
Yeah. I think we're going to try to do some stuff around here that's fun. We might still decorate, because I leave my Halloween decorations up until I put my Christmas ones up. You know what I mean? So even if I'm late for Halloween, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's still spooky season, and we've got 2 more spooky episodes coming at you. This one.
Whoa!
Hell yeah. This week, and then next week is Halloween.
This is Halloween.
And you know Halloween falls on Thursday. So it will actually be our Halloween episode. And we're going to have a special guest, probably.
Yes.
So keep that in mind when you tune in next week. But right now, we're going to continue on with our Oktoberfest. There's no beer. Well, I've got some beer downstairs if you want some.
I don't like beer.
All right. Well, fuck you too.
Okay, rude, but fine, I guess.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the folks at home what we're doing today, Courtney? Because you're the head ghoul in charge today.
I don't like that.
You're the head witch, head bitch. Go for it.
We're going to be talking about things that are creepy.
Yeah, shit that creeps us out. Like, not necessarily scares us. I feel like it's similar to if people were around in season one for the, or not season one, but our first, I think it was season two, the first Halloween block we did. when we did the urban legends shit. Because it was, like, not super duper scary stuff, but gives you the willies.
The little chilly willies.
And you did. You really took it to the limit for this.
So I actually found a scholarly article.
Yikes.
That was called On the Nature of Creepiness. Francis T. McAndrew and Sarah S. cannot pronounce this.
Can you? What?
K-O-E-H-N-K-E.
K.
Yes.
What's up?
Sarah S. K.
What's up, Sarah?
So I didn't go into super detail of their scholarly article that they wrote.
As long as you got the abstract.
I got the abstract. And then I also did a little research on Uncanny Valley.
Okay.
But I also just wrote things down that creeped me out.
Yes.
Which I think there are a couple funny things. But then I also...
Yes.
I found a Reddit.
Yikes. What up, Reddit?
Things that creep people out, which we'll get into.
Sure.
But I picked the funny ones.
Got it.
I'm not going to be scared, but I want to be entertained.
Love it.
So let's entertain the masses, Clarissa.
All right, Courtney, let's do it. Well, before we get into the creeps, let's creep ourselves out by just how long we've been alive and go back in time.
Back in time. All right.
Today we're in 2010. Mm. A good year. A good year for both of us. We knew each other.
Yes.
I believe. Or probably near the end of 2010. Because I turned 16 and I got a job at the movie theater like as soon as I turned 16 is what I was going to say.
Same.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I was fresh. I didn't even drive yet.
Well, speaking of fresh, I was fresh on the Facebook.
Yes.
And, you know.
It's about damn time.
It's about damn time. So... I put a lot of stuff on Facebook, and none of this is, like, super duper ridiculous, but it is to me, because it's like, who gives a shit? That's what I think of when I read these posts. I'm like, why did you think anyone cared? So I'm just gonna say a few.
Please tell me, because...
I'm just gonna warn you right now, there are at least two or three, I don't know if we'll get to all of them, about the X Games. Or about extreme sports.
Oh, yeah, on X Games.
Yeah, because that was so cool.
I'm different.
X Games 16 ends with success. And then I put one of those smiley faces that was like the equal sign and the giant letter D with the multiple letter Ds.
Oh, you my know, God.
Because I was so happy about the X Games. Of all the things I could be doing, I'm watching House reruns. XD.
I love House.
I do too, but who gives a shit, you know? Is going to try this new thing called going to bed before midnight. No one liked these. I just need you to know. Ran around in the pouring rain. It was exhilarating. I actually remember doing this.
Was it exhilarating?
Well, yeah. It was like it was a downpour. And I put on my rain boots and put on a poncho, like a clear Mickey Mouse poncho, and said, I'm going to go outside. And my parents were like, what the fuck? No, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. And I just ran outside. And we lived in a townhouse. So our neighbors, and when the time I came back in, I just ran up and down the street. An uncomfortable amount of my neighbors were standing at their front doors watching me and like smiling and laughing. I really entertained them, I guess, because they thought it was funny. And I guess I was probably just looking for attention. So I got it.
I posted, if all your friends were named Cliff, would you jump off them?
Absolutely. I would.
That was my 2010 post.
Cleaning out my bedroom so I can move it down to the basement. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. Going to the doctor and a swim meet later. Who fucking cares? See, that's what I mean. These aren't, like, ridiculously embarrassing, but I just don't understand why I felt the need.
I feel the same way. See, now you're on my level of embarrassing Facebook. You're everything I never knew I always wanted. Heart.
Gross.
Had a very eventful weekend, and I have a very busy and long week ahead. Hit the cell. Smiley face.
Hit the what?
Hit the cell. HTC. So you... text me.
Oh, hit the cell. Like
hit the cell. HTC.
That's so stupid.
I put that after everything. Or text it with multiple T's.
Okay.
You're the best thing that's ever been mine.
Guess what? He wasn't.
I don't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat.
That's good. What an awkward day, especially in the last hour or so.
No idea.
One person liked it. And I have a feeling they didn't know either. I posted a picture of a bottle of Snapple, because that matters. Wow, your glasses do not suit you there.
Well, no, because they're not real.
Courtney,
they're not real glasses. I got fake glasses.
They're not even big-ass hipster lenses.
Look, we don't have to... That was 2010. Big-ass hipster glasses were more recent.
It was starting. In fact, I'll prove it was starting.
Because you had them?
Well, yeah, but I couldn't see. No, I found an article I say article. I found a Wikipedia entry that was literally called 2010s in fashion. I don't know why this exists, but it does. And it was defined by hipster fashion, athleisure, and the revival of austerity era period pieces and alternative fashions, and swag-inspired outfits. I want to kill myself.
Swag.
But it's true. I mean, swag was happening. Yep. But yeah, defined
turn by... Turn my swag on, take a look in the mirror, say what's up. Hey, I'm getting money.
You want to know what some of the most... Now, this is the 2010s, but obviously it started in 2010.
What?
So, do you want to know what some of the most popular global fashion brands
please,
of the decade
were? Please,
because
I'm sure I had...
Why don't you guess a couple? This will be fun. Because you really were a...
Basic bitch.
Yes.
Infinity scarves?
No, brands. Think brands.
Brands.
Yeah,
brands.
Yeah,
brands. Brands. Okay, so I don't know if this was 2010, but I was... all about Ed Hardy for a while.
It's not on here, but same. I mean, I didn't wear them, but
I had Ed Hardy C covers that said "Love Kills Slowly."
Well, that's true though.
And then I also found a pair of Ed Hardy shoes, and I loved them, and I wore them all the time.
Wow.
I mean, basics like Abercrombie, Hollister,
Abercrombie and Fitch, Hollister. Yes.
Oh, Charlotte Russe.
It's not on here, but absolutely Forever 21 is on here.
Oh, okay. See, I never went to Forever 21.
I did. I lived at Forever 21. Mm. I lived more though at Rue 21.
Oh yeah,
Rue in 20. High school.
I think Rue 21 like, was the cheap Forever 21.
Absolutely, that's why I was there.
Yeah, same.
I remember though they had this perfume. I think it was called Eco. I don't know. It had like a clear bottle, and then the design on it was like green. It looked like leaves, and I loved that fucking perfume. I wore it all the time. And honestly, I don't really wear perfume now.
I don't.
But if I did, like, I always think I want that perfume back. So I can't be like, oh, the notes of mahogany. I don't know. I just like how it smelled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Paxson?
I don't know. It's not on here, but
I was all about
you're
Paxson too.
Super right.
I know. So what's on there then? Because okay, they're wrong.
So you got Abercrombie & Fitch, Hollister, H&M, Louis Vuitton. Those purses, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nike, Topman, I mean, Under Armour, Vans.
Oh, got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Hell yeah. I mean, there are a few more, but those are the ones that we would know. The rest, I think, are for the bougie among
the
us.
The ones that we couldn't afford.
Oh, totally. But yeah, I'm just, okay, from 2010 to 2012-ish, skinny jeans, obviously, galaxy-printed stuff was all
the rage.
I had
all of it, yes.
Yep, capri pants. Low-rise pants.
Well, so glad we're out of that.
Maxi skirts and maxi dresses. Those were...
I never... Until more recently, I'm wearing a maxi dress.
I love it. It's a nice dress.
I love it.
I wore maxi dresses all the time in the 2010s and stuff. I just did. Like, I was in kind of like a hippie phase when I went into high school. Like, I wore a bunch of hippie shit coming out of my emo, which was not a phase because I'm doing it again now.
No phase, Mom.
Well, you want to switch gears and talk about some movies that came out?
Yeah, movie me up.
Okay. Daddy. Shutter Island.
You know, I never watched that.
I'm going to try to name only, like, spooky shit.
Okay, okay.
Insidious.
That came out in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I thought that was newer.
Nope.
Oh.
Black Swan.
Oh, I love Black Swan. That fucked me up, man.
It's a psychological horror for sure.
For sure.
I don't know if that's what they were going for, but it is.
I saw that with Bob.
Even scarier. Not really as spooky, but Alice in Wonderland, you remember the live action they did where Johnny Depp was the Mad Hatter? It was a little spooky.
See, it's actually funny that you say that because that's in my Uncanny Valley that the... Not Beavis and Butthead, what are their names?
Tweedledee and... Beavis and Butthead.
You knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I did.
They were on the list of, like, movies and, like, media that are, like, considered, like, kind of Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum from that movie are on that list.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they are kind of weird and gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
So. Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Devil. It's M. Night Shyamalan. They did the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, because I saw that instead of Go to Prom.
The Crazies.
I never watched it.
It was good. I went and
is
saw it.
The people with the bags over their head?
No, that's The Strangers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
The Crazies. Well, this is the little thing. After a strange and insecure... Weird.
What?
Plane crash, an unusual toxic virus enters a farming town. It basically turns people into, like, zombies and weirdos. Mm. It's decent. Okay. I liked it. I saw it with my friends on their birthday They're twins, so okay. Same birthday. Anywho, so those were some scary things that happened in 2010.
Do you want to know about scary tornadoes in 2010?
Go ahead.
Maximum rated tornado that year.
Yes.
Was a F4.
Okay, so just below the big boy. Yep.
So there were 13.
Yikes.
On 8 different days.
With 13 is a spooky number.
13 is a spooky number. 1,266 tornadoes in the U.S.
Wow.
Fatalities in the U.S., 45. Elsewhere in the world, 62 people were killed, 51 in China, 6 in Argentina, 3 in the Bahamas.
Wow.
And 1 in each Bangladesh and Germany.
You want to know some shows that came out?
Yeah.
Victorious. I know you like that. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
I'm just like,
Sister Wives. I didn't watch it, but I wanted to talk about it. My Strange Addiction came out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember the one episode where the woman drank bleach.
Yes.
And then the other woman ate her couch.
Okay, so.
And is My Strange Addiction the guy who fucked his car?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I didn't watch very much of it.
Oh.
But I want to talk about two things really quick. One episode I am aware of is the one where the lady eats ashes. She likes to eat cigarette ash and et cetera.
I never saw that one.
So the only reason I know about it, and this is one of those things that is just stuck in my brain forever and I say it a lot. They talked about it on an episode of The Soup with Joel McHale and they made fun of her. And they showed the clip of her eating ashes and he's holding a bowl and it looks like ashes and he's eating it and he goes, "I miss you, Grandpa." And it's one of my, like, favorite moments of the Super. So that explains why we're so fucked up.
Did you know that Trisha Paytas was on that
show? I'm sure she was.
She was addicted to...
tanning?
Yep.
Actually, as soon as you said it, I remembered. But yeah, some of these, when I was, like, looking up to make sure that it was the same episode that I was thinking of for the soup thing, the first season, some of the way they titled these episodes is insane. And I'm just gonna name some of these from the first season.
Please.
Eats toilet paper / blow dryer. One guy has an addiction to toilet paper. One guy has an addiction to blow dryers. I don't know. Eats cleanser. Oh my god. Eats cleanser / tanner. So that might be the...
Oh, Trisha Paytas was on episode 2?
What? This is 3, actually. But it says her name's Samantha. So I don't know if she gave herself a fake name or if this is a different girl. I don't know that. Ventriloquist / cat lady. Eats detergent / strongman.
You're listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying. If you're in your late 20s and your early 30s and don't quite feel like an adult, but you certainly don't feel like a kid anymore, you may have found the right podcast. Every week, we wade through our own existential crisis and figure out what life is supposed to look like on this side of 30 and relive some of our favorite memories from years gone by. We'd love to have you along for the ride, so make sure you follow and find us on social media at 30, Dirty, and Dying. To keep up with what we're doing next.
Well, should we get to it?
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Today we're talking about creepy things.
Creepy!
So I'm gonna let you kick us off with some of your research.
I can look up scholarly articles and be smart.
Wow, an educational podcast? No, we're not. No, it's in the disclaimer.
Absolutely not.
Anyways, so yeah, tell us about creepy things, Courtney.
Okay, so with the scholarly article that I had mentioned before, they... were studying, it was an international sample of 1,341 individuals to an online survey. And this online survey apparently was on Facebook. It mainly perceived creepiness in individuals, not necessarily things.
Okay.
So it says that males were perceived as being more likely to be creepy than females. And females were more likely to associate sexual threat with creepiness.
Duh. Well, yeah.
Unusual nonverbal behavior and characteristics associated with unpredictability were also predictors of creepiness.
Okay.
As were some occupations and hobbies.
Okay.
The results are consistent with the hypothesis that being creeped out is an evolved adaptive emotional response to ambiguity.
Ambiguity?
about the presence of threat that enables us to maintain vigilance during times of uncertainty.
I think that's fair. Like, that makes sense to me when I think about creep.
Yeah, because it's like, not necessarily scary.
Yeah, because if something's scary, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, yeah, man. But if something just creeps me out, I'm not immediately gonna, like, fight, flight, freeze. I'm just gonna be, like, on edge a little bit.
Yes.
Like, ugh.
And that ability to be on edge saves you in situations where you should flee.
Yeah, I think it preps you to fight, right, flight, freeze, whatever your deal is.
Because if you don't get creeped out, then
you can't get scared.
Then you can't get scared, and then something's wrong.
It's like the next level.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like with creepy things, like, I think about, because, you know, I consume a lot of spooky content, mm-hmm, and I'm desensitized to a lot.
Yes.
But I feel like creepiness, I can't get desensitized to. The things that creep me out always kind of give me that little
heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, like that little tingle in my
spine.
It's
just a little eerie, like,
yeah, I'm never not gonna feel that.
Yeah.
When I'm, like, whatever one of my creepy things are. So.
Then I looked up at Uncanny Valley.
Okay, so yeah, are these your creepy things? Or no. Are these, you're just saying some top creepy
things?
I'm just saying the
research that I found about specifics.
Okay, so these are, like, researchable creepy things.
What Uncanny Valley is, and then I have, like, three examples of, like, media.
Okay.
I say three because we already discussed one of them in our back in... Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
In our back in time.
Well, I feel like Uncanny Valley it's creepy for everyone because it's a phenomenon.
Right.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yes. So, but the funny thing is, I didn't realize it was this old, is it was hypothesized that it originated back in 1970.
Wow.
By Japanese roboticist, in which he proposed that as human likeness increases in an object design, so does one's affinity for the object, but only to a certain point.
Yeah.
When the likeness nears total accuracy, affinity drops dramatically and is replaced by a feeling of eeriness or uncanniness.
Yeah.
Affinity then decreases, and increase caused by the feeling of uncanniness creates a valley in the level of affinity.
That makes sense. So, this is why I think dolls creep people out.
Yes.
Like, a Barbie doll doesn't creep me out, because a Barbie doll doesn't look like a person.
No, but, like, I actually have in my things that creep me out dolls.
Okay,
but
so,
like,
I'll leave that to you.
I specific old dolls.
Yeah, like the old porcelain ones?
Yes.
Yuck. My meemaw bought me, like, a case of, like, three or four of them when I was a kid. They stayed in the basement. They were all, like, different cultures and stuff. I think she was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Because I liked learning about different cultures, yeah, when I was a little kid. And now, but, like... But I was like, these are horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. We got rid of them when my mom, when we had, like, her moving sale the last time she moved.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was like, if you don't sell these, burn them. I'm not carrying these around anymore.
I think the things that creep me out are more associated with horror films.
That's fair. We'll get into it.
Yeah. But anyways, back to Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, sorry. That was just my deviation.
No,
as soon as you
fine.
Said that, I was like, dolls.
So, originally the term was a Japanese phrase that was translated at roughly to Uncanny Valley,
okay,
in 1978. Although the original essay focused on robot design, the term is now widely applied and can describe a reaction to any humanoid object,
mm-hmm,
including wax figures.
Yeah.
Because that can get kind of weird. So it was actually, it had very little attention outside Japan until 2005 when the essay was translated to English.
The more
realistic.
Yeah, like Big Bird doesn't scare anybody, but some of those ones that are supposed to be people.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at it too long because it's, I don't want to say it scares me, but again, it just makes me feel like I'm going to vom.
Yeah. So the three, ones that I have, well, there's a couple, robots that are out more recently that look super realistic and make facial expressions.
What's her name? There's a robot.
There's a robot.
What's her name?
I forget, but I know what you're talking
about.
She
looks like Jenna Marbles. She doesn't, but they made all these videos once. Sophia.
Yes.
Sophia the robot. That's it.
Yeah. That's uncanny.
Yeah, she's scary.
So realistic.
Yeah.
Polar Express.
Horrifying.
Why people don't like Polar Express is because of... Like, there have been times, like, I love Polar Express.
I think it's terrifying.
But there are times where I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like...
Stop.
Yeah, I'm just like, I, for a second, thought it was live action.
Yeah.
Hate
it. Hate it.
Hate it. the original animation of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
So bad.
It's gross.
I'm so glad we bullied them.
Yeah.
Like, us as a people, good job, everyone, to bully them into making Sonic the Hedgehog cartoonish. Horrifying. The movie Cats.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was so...
It was just... And it was underscored by how terrible it was.
Oh, yeah, I can't... I refuse to watch it after...
You know, they're making Rugrats with CGI babies. Yeah, Why the Flick, Claire from Why the Flick sent that to our Instagram. She was like, oh my god, did you guys see this?
I did not see that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, gross, because they're CGI. And she was like, I didn't even notice that. Oh no.
And the thing, what makes me really sad about just animation in general nowadays, like, CGI used to be, like, really good.
Yeah.
And now it's getting really bad.
I think they're trying too hard to make everything realistic. Just draw.
Yeah.
Just draw. I don't understand why animated movies have to all be... I know I sound like a boomer, and I'm sorry, but, like, just draw pictures. I mean, not everything has to be Uncanny Valley, CGI. Just animated is fine.
Yeah.
And if you can't make a movie without remaking a movie and trying to make it hip and cutting edge by making it CGI, maybe you shouldn't remake, like, the fucking movie.
Lion King?
Zoo Tycoon. I don't know. But yeah, it's just like, it's getting weirder because they look weird. They look too lifelike. It's not accomplishing what you think it is. Draw a fucking picture. You know? There's a reason everybody shows their kids Cinderella. They just drew that bitch.
And animated it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. That's another Uncanny Valley animation, Monster House.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Because it's such a weird... It's such a weird animation.
Yeah, I really liked it, though.
But I'm fucked up. I don't think I've watched it. I need to watch it.
I remember watching it with my aunt and, like, my cousin, who's, like, 10 years younger than me. But I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of creepy.
Yeah. It has that strange...
Just it's like how it looked.
It's like a... I want to say a raw animation. But it's... Yeah,
but it's not super polished.
No. And I think that's what makes it and kind of goes into that uneasy type of feeling of animation.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about what creeps us out.
Yes.
Courtney, kick us off, and then I'll jump in.
Spiders.
Obviously.
But I think it's more of a phobia. But I think what I hate most about spiders are their legs.
Okay.
I hate it. How they crawl. Ugh.
Okay.
I feel them.
This is a phobia. This is a phobia. This isn't creeped out. This is a phobia.
I hate it so much. I hate it. Yeah, okay, phobia, but it also creeps me out. Right. Old dolls. We just mentioned that.
Yeah.
I think because of the movies that I watch and that they are possessed a lot of the times, I think that is why that they creep me out. Cause I'm just that eerie feeling of like, are you watching me?
See, they creep me out too, but I would say it's more the Uncanny Valley thing because the more they look like a person and the bigger they are and stuff, the worse they are for me. Because I had, like, hordes of Barbie dolls, and I was never afraid of them.
Yeah, I never. I had so many Barbie dolls.
But, like, those big porcelain ones. Yeah. And, like, even, I liked American Girl and stuff. I never had an American Girl doll. I had one of the baby dolls, but, like...
My sister had an American Girl doll.
Yeah, but Felicity. Even then, when I was, like, would see them, if I had, like, a friend who actually had one of the dolls, they did creep me out a little bit in person.
The American Girl dolls?
Yeah, I was a little glad that I didn't get one after I had, like, a friend in, I don't know, elementary school or something that actually had one.
See, I'm scared. I was never creeped out by American Girl dolls. I still felt them as, like...
like, normal? Like, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something about those, like, porcelain, old-timey, especially when they're, like, they're all messed up.
Yeah.
And they're more creepy. The older they are, the stain. Dude. Like, if something's, like, rubbed off a little bit, maybe they're cracked.
Yeah.
That's when it gets creepy.
You and me both, bitch. But, like, you would have hated. One of my aunts had one. I think my meemaw got this for her. It was a Diana, Princess Diana, in, like, the wedding dress. It was huge. It was, like, big enough to sit in a chair by itself, like a big rocking chair in their spare room. And it's eyes, because they made it look like Diana's eyes, and she had those big blue eyes, you know? I hated that fucking thing. I hated that doll. I love you, Diana. R.I.P. But that doll, because I would sleep in there when I was like, I hated it. And she was in that chair, and sometimes in the dark, it was like, is the chair moving? You know?
See, that prompts my next one.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this, I specifically wrote the sound of a creaky swing, but it also goes along with like
a rocking chair.
A rocking chair.
Yeah.
Just that like menacing, like.
All right, I got some different ones.
Okay.
So like one of mine that just, this is just a concept that freaks me out.
Okay.
Being lost at sea. Not that I would get lost at sea. I'm not afraid of getting lost at sea. Yeah. You understand. But just the idea that people get lost at sea and are never recovered and are just out there.
Oh, they died.
Yeah, but like.
So they're fine now.
It's just scary. It's so scary to me that they're. Yeah. I saw this. I'm trying to find like the statistic that made me think to talk about this. But like. There's a certain number of people every year, and it's a few hundred, I think. And that's just horrifying to me. Like, what do you mean? Like, where'd they go? How'd they get lost? I understand they die. But, like,
why can't we just say they go?
What the fuck? Just, it creeps me out. I'm not afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. But it makes me yuck. Like, when I heard that fact, I wanted to throw up.
Okay.
Because where are they?
Why can't they be found?
Yeah, like, okay, Billy drowned at sea, sure. But they're not saying that. They're just saying Billy's gone. What the fuck happened? I don't know. And maybe that goes into Bermuda Triangle shit, because that also creeps me out a little bit. It's a creepy phenomenon.
They just get lost.
Yeah, like, where do they go?
Where did that one airplane go?
Yeah. That stuff, yeah, the vanishing thing is a little scary.
Yeah.
And I think the lost at sea thing, for some reason, is extra creepy for me. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of mine. Also, mirrors.
Is it because of Bloody Mary?
No, I thought you were going to say, is it because of how you look in them? I was like, that would have been a sick burn.
No, I would never say that to you.
It would have been good. It would have been funny.
It would have been good, but I don't want to say that.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking Bloody Mary.
But no, I don't know. Well, I think ghosts can come through mirrors. I've heard that mirrors can be a portal for ghosts. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much I really believe that. I don't like mirrors. I find them creepy. If there are too many mirrors around.
So you don't go into mirror mazes?
Absolutely not. But I think I can't be alone, because this is why there are like mirrors, those rooms of mirrors in like a fun house or whatever. Because it has to creep people out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like my mom always had a bunch of mirrors up in the house, and I just, you know that thing where you look up and you're like, what if there's somebody else?
Yeah.
It's like that all the time.
Oculus?
Sure. But no, mirrors are just, again, I'm not like, no mirrors ever scared to death. But if there are a lot of mirrors around, I get a little creeped out. Or if I like, walk past, like if I'm home alone and I like walk past the bathroom mirror, or like it's dark and I just catch like a glimpse. I just am like, what are some more of yours?
Children.
Wow.
Okay, there's specific.
Yeah, you gotta get.
I gotta get specific with that. Okay, so a child laughter.
Okay. Some people find that sweet.
No, it's menacing. I don't like it. I think it's creepy. But also think about being pregnant and just your whole body just moves, all of your organs just move out of the way, and like, that's creepy. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
It's creepy. But also the fact that, like, a baby just, like, is there. And that's also creepy
to me. Is where?
Just, like, if someone had a baby and it, like, it just is there. And I just don't like it.
I need you to use a proper fucking noun.
I can't explain it!
Like, inside them? Or, no, like, outside?
Outside. Outside babies. So just
babies existing.
Babies existing are creepy.
Okay.
Because they just, like, can't communicate with you.
I mean, okay.
But especially a child's laughter. That is what is menacing. That is what I don't
like. So you don't like when they can't communicate, and you don't like when they can.
Well, no, laughter, they're not speaking words to me. They're just giggling, and I don't like it.
Okay, but a child laugh, they could tell you why they're laughing.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of kids, and they do scare me in scary movies, but I wouldn't say they, like, but creep me out all the time.
Also, they're the ones most likely to be possessed, you know?
Well, yeah.
So, like, just creepy, the creep factor is children. Like, in all scary movies, if there's a child in that movie, that child is creepy. That child is scary.
I can see what you're saying in the way of, like, when I think about creepy things, like I said, it's just things that make me a little on edge. And I think about, okay, if I just saw something randomly, would it creep me out? And
if
I
you guess just saw a random kid?
Just standing, and I mean, I don't mean, like, crying and, like, I can't find my mom. Like, that's different. But just calm and standing there across the way, like, in a field staring. Creepy. That would be scary.
Yes.
That would be creepy.
But I also, if a man was standing there, that would also
be creepy.
Also on my list.
Honestly, if anyone was just standing there creepy, like,
just, it's just creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Because it's funny you say that, because on my list, I have children, men, and then people.
All valid points.
For all different reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
I've got another one that's people driven.
Okay.
And I think this is pretty personalized. It really creeps me out to the point of, like, physical sickness when adults behave like children. And I don't mean, like, baby talk and stuff, like, to a baby or a dog, or, like, that's fine. I mean, like, actually act childlike.
Yeah.
I find that horrific. I mean, people who are fully of their faculties, you know, and do that by choice, it makes me, like, sick. It, like, I can't even talk about it without... I hate it. I think some of that is for personal reasons. Personal things I've experienced that I, yeah. That's one for sure for me. That's very people behavior driven. Yeah. We were talking about. I just, yuck. You know, fucking stop it. Don't do that.
Be an adult.
Yeah. Like, cause what? Why are you doing that?
So, I actually had this conversation with someone.
Okay.
That a person who grew up in a situation where they were not paid attention to.
Okay.
Or the favorite.
Okay.
Will grow up and have a family and then become the favorite. So, like, they will treat as they are the ones to be paid attention to. Because their lack of, in their childhood, they did not get that.
So, you're just narcissists?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I mean, I could see how this, like, what I'm saying could be, like, a behavior that gets you attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. To me, it feels gross. It feels like it could very potentially be groomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of the shit I'm, like, I think that's what I'm associating it with. I'm not saying that's what everybody's doing, but it's, like, just, no. Mm-mm. Don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Do you have any others?
I put my sleep paralysis demons.
Well, that.
I wouldn't necessarily, I would definitely say creepy.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, if I think about them, I don't get, like, scared to death.
No.
But it does creep me out
that
if I
happens.
Think about it. Yeah.
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 In the moment when I can't wake up, scared.
Horrified.
Yeah. But as I'm thinking about them specifically, I'm just like, I can't believe that happens.
Yeah, and it's like, what's wrong with me?
I didn't put this on my list, but getting an MRI.
Huh, really?
Have you had an MRI?
Yeah, I've had them.
It just, I think, like, I'm not claustrophobic at all.
See,
like,
I kind of I am, but they don't fuck me up that
I
way.
Don't care about, like, being in confined spaces or anything like that. Okay. Like, bury me, I don't fucking care.
Bury me right now.
But when I got into the MRI machine for the first time,
yeah,
I was creeped out a little bit.
Okay. Why do you think that is, though?
I think, so, like, for me, like, I'm not huge by any means, like,
yeah,
but, like, I would say, but so, like, when I was in there, I was thinking to myself, if I was any bigger,
I would be stuck.
So that, I guess, that just that thought process in my head is what creeped me out.
Okay.
Like, I was fine after, like, a second. Like,
yeah.
But just, like, getting in there, I'm just like, oh shit, fine.
So do you think it's the idea of being trapped more than anything else?
But, like, I'm not claustrophobic. That's the thing, though.
See, I kind of am, but MRIs and, like, CAT scans and stuff don't scare me like that. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe because I've had so many. Yeah.
But, like, that first initial, like, going into it, I was like, oh, I can see why people who are claustrophobic feel in this situation.
Yeah.
It creeped me out a little bit.
That's fair. I know one for me that is gonna sound stupid, especially considering the home I live in. stairs.
This is the person with like 5 sets of stairs.
That's literally what I just said.
It's not just stairs, like just like my stairs in my house, but like a long stairwell or like a really like where you can't really see the top.
Okay.
Or a really enclosed stairwell or even like a spiral staircase.
I think spiral staircases are cool.
I'm not saying they're not cool, but they run down them, though. They creep me out a little bit. And I think, like, have you ever heard of that phenomenon, stairs in the woods?
Yes.
So, like, that kind of thing, right? Because, like, just stairs. I don't know.
Didn't we do that? Didn't we talk about stairs in the woods in that podcast episode? Mm-mm,
we did not. I remember, because I think I was going to talk about it, and we ran out of time. I kept it in. But, yeah, the stairs in the woods thing, that creeps me out. But then just that, like, I think, remember when we talked about the Winchester house?
Yes.
And I was real...
They just have stairwells to nothing.
And I was, like, gonna throw up.
Yeah, you're right. You were freaking out
about that. It's weird to me. It makes me feel like, what the fuck is going on with the stairs?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about not being able to see where you're going. I don't know. I can't explain it, which is why it's something that creeps me out.
Yeah.
But just stairs, like, to nothing or to where, I don't know. It's creepy to me.
I was thinking about, like, something that... I think it just happens in, like, phones and videos because, like, the frame rate and stuff. Okay. But when you see planes and videos that don't move, or, like, birds and videos that don't move, like, I know it's the frame rate. I know it's, like, it's not actually happening. Not that
birds aren't real.
Birds are part of the bourgeoisie. That creeps me out.
Yeah.
Like, I in my head, I know of why that's a thing. Or, like, when you see a helicopter but it doesn't look like it's spinning.
Yeah.
That creeps me out.
Yeah, just that initial sensation is, like, gross. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. One that's more atmospheric, and this is for the last one I'll say, I guess, but because everybody knows mermaids. I'm horrified. Speaking of Lost at Sea.
Mermaid!
That's why I'm so scared of that, because I'm afraid the mermaids got
him. Can we be Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy one year?
Sure. But no, one of the things that's more, like, atmospheric is being awake. Period.
End of sentence. Yeah, that's so creepy.
That's not it. I just, as I was saying it.
It's actually funny that you say that because it's not one that I wrote down.
Yeah.
But it was when I read about just being alive and like, what is the purpose?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Existential and dread.
That's creepy.
But no, I was going to say, being awake like in the super early morning, like, like 3, 4, 5. And I don't mean like up all night.
Right.
I mean like you're awake. And you can't really go back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And it's not quite light outside, but it's not quite dark. Uh-huh. And you feel like no one else is awake in the world. It's just, it's scary. I feel like the few times that I've been, or even if I've been up all night, but it gets to that time, you'd think you'd feel better. I feel worse. Like.
Well, I think I get creeped out, like, if I wake up at, like, the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's called, like, the witching hour. It's, like, 3
Yeah, or like, 3 a.m., like I think, is the witching hour.
So, like, when you wake up at that time, like, I get the, like...
Yeah, see, I think more, I'm saying, like, a little bit later, like, 4, even into 5 sometimes, depending on. It's just, like, it just feels like you're not supposed to be up, and you feel, like, really alone.
Comes from the person who works a normal job time, and not overnight, which Mike did, so he was up at 5 o'clock
in the morning. I've worked overnight a lot in my life. I've worked every shift you can work, dude. I'm more comfortable at night, but when it gets to like that precipice of like night
day
meeting morning,
yeah,
it just, something about it feels eerie.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look outside at the wind, it just feels weird.
It's just like there's fog.
Yes. It's just, there's something about it that feels off and I don't love it. So it's creepy.
I think, cause I was reading some stuff, like people were talking about like the open ocean with that, like at night.
Yeah.
But that is my favorite time when I'm on, like, a cruise ship.
See, I can't. I don't know.
Is at night, like, when you can't see anything and it's just black and you feel the wind in your hair and it's quiet and there's nothing around you. It's the most calm that I've ever been.
Until you hit the iceberg.
But, like, that creeps people out. But yeah. I have never been more calm. Maybe I'm fucked up. Who knows?
Well, we know you're fucked up, same. That's why we do the show together. No, I don't think, because that's the thing about the Lost at Sea thing that I don't understand why it freaks me out. Because I'm not afraid of, like, the open ocean.
Yeah.
I've never been on, like, a cruise ship, so I don't, guess I don't know. But the concept doesn't scare me. And I don't think that would scare me. Like, being on a boat
at night and it
at night.
But yeah, I don't think that would scare me. It doesn't sound scary. But for some reason, just the concept of being lost at sea and that people that happens.
Mm-hmm. I think just people in general, like just being just disappearing.
Vanishing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
Well, speaking of weird things, you said you wanted to go out with some Reddit
posts. So this is Reddit. It's r/scary stories.
Okay. Now, I don't know that we can read these verbatim, so just heads
no, up. No, it's not stories, but it's just specifics.
Okay,
it's specific
I got it.
Things that creep people out. So the post was, what is something that creeps you out, but it seems normal for the rest of people?
Okay.
So this person said, a clown waving with just their fingers.
Totally. Clown, period. End of
clown,
sentence.
Period. See, I don't care.
Fuck off.
There's a skeleton in your body right now.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, but someone also said, and our brain is just meat with electricity.
I've heard that before. That doesn't creep me out. But...
Snakes, because they can swim, climb trees, and can be really fast, and
wait
they have
minute.
No legs.
Wait a minute. They can climb trees?
Yeah. They slither up the trees.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they can slither up things.
I knew the big ones could.
Yeah, all like, snakes.
But even... Okay. I'm still not afraid of snakes, but that makes me... What if they just jump out of the tree onto you?
Have you never seen snakes jumping out of trees?
No! Where the fuck would I see that, Courtney? You
Google it!
No. Okay. Not now!
This is funny.
Okay.
People that don't wash their legs. The type of people that just let the soapy water run down their bodies and say it's clean.
Dude, I'm gonna say something right now.
Okay.
People that don't use, like, a washcloth or a loofah or something.
They just raw dog the bar of soap?
Yeah, what the fuck? That has never been my reality. Like, we always used washcloths or loofahs or sponges or something.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I never raw dog. Like, I don't use a bar of soap for one because I don't like how it makes me feel.
Yeah, and so they can dry you out. But, like, when I was, like, back in, like, the earlier 2000s and the 90s, when it was, like, you used a bar of soap, probably.
Irish Spring.
Yeah, we had a fuck ton of that. We had at least a washcloth. Yeah, like a...
And you would rub it on the washcloth,
and then
make it sudsy and use your body.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
I don't know.
Who is it? Because, like, loofahs are like $2. Fucking come on, clean yourself. Jesus Christ.
It's not leather and I'm not clean.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
But the legs thing, I wouldn't say it creeps me out, but it makes me question you as a human.
Yeah. Same with, like, feet.
Yeah, wash your feet.
Wash your feet. We have to work until retirement. This actually goes into what I said, being pregnant and slowly getting bigger and stretching as the baby grows inside of you.
I will say, though, after you, when we were talking about, because you were saying a lot of things at once that was like, whoa. But it is kind of, when I think about it coming out, it's a little scary that it could just, like, rip you open. But also, you know,
that was my guttural.
Guttural. She can't even talk, though.
Reaction.
No, but, like, also C-sections. Now, I'm not opposed. I think it, in some ways, I'm like, that sounds great. Knock me out. Wake up. It's done.
You're not sleeping.
They can do it. But, you know, they take your organs out and put them in, like, bowls and then put them back.
Because your organs moved.
I know, but it's that's spooky to me. Because I don't know why I thought that the baby would just be, like,
up there.
Yeah.
Ready to come out of the stomach.
Well, yeah, I didn't think it'd be like you get a paper cut and its hand comes out, but I thought you wouldn't have to move a bunch of shit.
Yeah, you have to move a bunch of shit, man.
I don't know about that, you know? Anyways, go on.
Cotton balls.
I get it. I don't like stop. No, I don't like cotton balls at all. I don't like, no.
Did you post that?
No, I don't use Reddit, but maybe I should find that guy and make a club. Oh, no, I hate it.
So the person I remember, I didn't write this, like, I didn't copy and paste this down, but I remember that this person wrote, not necessarily the ball itself.
The sound?
Ripping it apart.
Stop. My guttural reaction. No, it's true, and the sound it makes, and how it feels on your fingies. I always thought this was my OCD, but, because I have a thing about textures, but, like, no, I have to use, like, cotton rounds. The, like,
oh, yeah.
I can't buy cotton balls.
Oh, we have cotton balls at home.
But don't bring them here.
Okay. So this person put the second law of thermodynamics.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar.
So, the state of entropy of the entire universe as an isolated system will always increase over time.
Okay.
So that concept means that the world around us, the universe itself, is inexplorably decaying.
All right, hit me with one more banger, Courtney. What's the creepiest one on your Reddit list?
I don't know if I should say this to you because of your OCD.
Say it. I don't even care.
Okay.
I'll throw up.
There are tiny mites that live in your eyelashes.
I'm aware of this. I pull my hair out. They can't get me.
Okay.
I'm kidding. That's not why I do it. I don't know why I do it.
They're called Demodex.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of these.
But also the last one, Jell-O. They said, I don't know why. It's the way it shakes, I guess. Literally what they said, Jell-O ...
Doesn't scare me.
The one that creeped me out the most was the eyelash mites.
No, that doesn't creep me out. I'm aware because of my OCD. I've done a deep dive on everything that can be on your skin and in your hair, and I'm very aware of it, and it's fine. We coexist.
Okay. It was the second law of thermodynamics for me.
No, not for me. It's the cotton balls.
Just know that I am understanding.
Okay.
I will not go into it. But yes, Google snakes jumping out of trees.
No, I'm not going to do that, Courtney. Why would I do that? Why would I scare myself more?
You're a slither little snake.
Well, those are some things that creep us out. Give us the willies, if you will.
I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't
belong here. Well, you do belong here. 30, dirty, and dying. we hope you guys have enjoyed this creepy October episode, and we've got one more coming up next week on Halloween.
This is Halloween!
It will be Halloween, so...
Everybody make a scene!
We're gonna make a scene, we're gonna have a guest, we're gonna relive a horror movie from the 2000s, so get ready. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram and TikTok at 30, dirty, and dying, so you can know what's coming up. We'll put stuff... behind-the-scenes stuff from the episode and all that good stuff. Quotes, fun stuff. Make sure you're following.
We say some funny shit.
We do. So get ready to rumble.
Be there or be square.
Okay, Courtney, say goodbye.
Bye!
At night!